their accent might not be right or their pronunciation of difficult words.
Uh-huh.
And if they've always spoke English but just never learned proper grammar, then their conjugation of words wouldn't be right. They might,
What else might not be right?
They might misuse pronouns.
Yeah.
Like using she when they should use her.
Uh-huh.
And they would use a lot of contractions that really aren't acceptable, maybe. And,
okay. Let's see, there's one other thing I was going to ask you. Oh, what do you think about the way they teach English in you know, the English teachers that you've, I don't mean personally, but I mean like the books and so on. Do you think that most of what they teach in grammar is useful, or did you already know that, or what?
Well, I always thought it was pretty stupid until when I started taking a second language, because I already knew all that, you know. But I suppose for kids that didn't know it, then they should, you know, they'd need to learn it.
Uh-huh.
But then if they didn't understand it that much and they had difficulty with it, maybe it should have been taught as a thing that you, well, it was taught pretty well, but like I say, in elementary school, it was just kind of a busy work type thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like, write down this word and conjugate it in three tenses, and
uh-huh.
There wasn't any way you could look it up, or you didn't have to study the words the night before for a test. Like, you'd have to, for Spanish, you'd have to learn, memorize how to, you weren't learning anything new.
Yeah, yeah. Well, were there kids in your school who didn't know it?
Yes. So
what?
It is necessary.
What did they do? I mean, like if you weren't warned and all that and they couldn't study up for it.
Well, I don't mean that, you know, the teacher would give a surprise pop quiz or anything.
Uh-huh.
It was just the, you know, open your books and let's do this, you know, page.
Uh-huh.
But, well, the teachers would, I guess, would try to help them, but I think they did pretty good job of teaching English.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think that they ought to teach grammar in public, you know, in most schools?
Definitely.
Why?
Because so many people have poor grammar and don't even realize it unless it's pointed out to them.
Why is it necessary for people's... Okay, wait. Let me rephrase it. Let me ask you this. Okay, the people who have poor grammar,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you can spot right off as people who don't speak good English, generally speaking, can you understand what they say?
Yes.
I mean, except for the Spanish
mm-hmm.
speaker. I don't mean somebody who's not a native speaker now. I'm talking about somebody
mm-hmm.
who is a native speaker. Okay, then why, if you can understand them, why then is it a useful thing to have, what you'd say, correct grammar?
Okay, well, if he's going to have any kind of high pay, well, I want to say that because some unskilled jobs are very highly paid, but if he wants to have a executive type business office or something, he's going to have to probably get some kind of high school diploma, and then some kind of college degree.
Mm-hmm.
And to get into past freshman English, you have to be able to write.
This is true. Okay. Anything else in general you want to say about high school English? Or English.
No.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have to go back and pick up some stuff that I skipped deliberately because it's the most tedious stuff. We save it till the very end. But,
good.
Yeah, and there's just a little bit of it. But first of all, was there anything about San Antonio that you expected me to ask so I didn't ask you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay. Okay, would you count, you didn't believe this, count for me fairly slowly from 1 to 20. This is not to find out if you can do it.
One.